Trumpeter Tom Harrell and his guys laying down a nice morning groove called Fiving on the morning set here at Kubo Jazz at 25 ahead of 9 o'clock. Thank you. Welcome to the show. It's Friday morning, halfway through the month of July. Beautiful day in the city. Joining us in the studio is Rolando Garcia as we... there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Bring some of that up.
Get that groove.
Get that going. Don't need no words.
Yeah, exactly. It's that Saturday night feel, you know?
Yeah.
That you're in the club kind of thing. I love it.
And that, of course, is Bill Doggett.
Honky Tonk.
Yeah, Honky Tonk, yeah.
Every garage band has played that from eternity. Yeah.
That's the key. It's that certain sound that you hear on Saturday nights on KUVO, the R&B jukebox. Rolando, you're one of three hosts of this landmark radio program, and coming out of Denver, blasting out of Denver, Colorado.
The master blaster.
Well, you know, to that point, Steve, you know, this is our 25th anniversary. We've kind of played that up quite a bit this year.
Right.
And so with that, we're going to do this special show called The Sock Hop, which actually we've done every year. But it's only been just a broadcast. A few years ago, when I was we were still back at Five Points, there was a woman that called during that show and said, "Hey, you know, you should do like a real sock hop. I bet you there's a lot of interest out there." So the seed was planted. I don't even remember her name, but the seed was planted, and it kept thinking. The idea popped up again, and next thing you know, we have a real live sock hop happening tomorrow night here in our performance space in the Masterpiece Theater. So we're excited about that.
Are we going to make people take their shoes off?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
So that's the tradition, right?
Yeah, that is.
My two-tones, my buck shoes, I'll be good. I don't have to necessarily check my shoes.
We want everyone to come out and shake a tail feather, as Ray Charles would say.
There is a KUVO membership, and that's one of the things. Everybody who's there is a KUVO member in good standing, and it's a great celebration on a Saturday night.
Are you kidding?
Perfect.
Yeah, summer night. You know, I was thinking this would be really cool outside, but you know what? We've got an incredible space down there. The technology, we're going to do the very first hour is going to be on YouTube. So you'll be able to see it and listen to it as well. Then the second hour, all three of us DJs are going to spin tunes in the actual studio to continue the dance, continue the party up until 8 o'clock. So, yeah, it's a thing.
So it's the YouTube thing. Channel, I guess we should clarify that.
Yeah. Live. So it's live here in the building. It's live on KUVO. Right, you'll hear it. It's the R&B jukebox and playing live in our studio and streaming live on YouTube, the King Cake Band.
Yeah.
With Kyle Borthwick, Ryan Borthwick, Greg Worthington on sax, and Dane Vernon. They're a tight group too, man.
They're tight. I love it. I told him, you got to bring the Saturday night thing, man. You got to bring the feel. He goes, okay, we got you. So they're ready.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. They've got to plan what songs are going to work.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're going to keep people on the dance floor.
Exactly.
Then you got to jump.
Exactly.
You got to have that jump going, man.
I've seen them at Lincoln's Roadhouse a couple of times, and that floor is packed. So that's the first hour. And then the second hour, it's all the classic 60s stuff like the twist, the swim, the pony, all that stuff.
I bet we'll have some people show up. They've gone to the end of their closet and pulled out some dress that was in back. Remember the big skirts?
The poodle skirts.
Yeah. I'm ready.
The poodle skirts with the white bobby socks.
So one of the people that we invited reached out and said, "Hey, can I wear a t-shirt?" I said, "Yeah, it's casual. You can wear a t-shirt. But, you know, I don't know about a t-shirt." He goes, "Well, I want to, like, roll up some cigarettes in my skin."
Oh, greaser, okay.
It's like, all right, man.
I was going to say,
okay, cool.
Men with hair will find that grease.
That's right.
And they're going to bring it back into that DA.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, the DA.
Yeah, well, bring it back into that DA.
There's always plentiful for the Yardley. Remember the Yardley grease?
Yardley,
man. God.
Okay.
And Brill Crease.
It's hard to find the hair, but they still got plenty of grease over there in the medicine cabinet.
I don't know if the brothers are going to go for a process.
Maybe you might
see it on Saturday night.
You might see it.
Come on. You know something? It just flashed in my head. One of the first times that I ever walked into a radio station was 1965. We were living in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And every Saturday, and I was like 15 years old, every Saturday we would get on this bus.
Yeah.
Okay. That would take us to Old San Juan, where the El Moro is now, which is now a tourist attraction. But the U.S. Army had an active base there during, and their radio station was in El Moro.
Oh, wow.
And it was built like radio stations were built in the 40s and 50s. Everyone always had a big studio.
Yeah.
A studio audience. So on Saturday mornings, they had an oldies show on, and they wanted kids, high school kids, junior high school kids, to come and liven up the show.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We would climb on a bus, take about a 20-minute drive, go in there, and the guy was spinning records, and we'd take our shoes off and dance. Might have been the last time anybody saw me dance, but that was it.
That's awesome, man. You know, that's kind of like make people think about American Bandstand.
Yes,
and that whole thing, right? Yeah. So it's been culturally a part of the thing, you know? Yeah. And we're trying to recreate that because just the time period for
the Soul Train.
The Soul Train. Oh, man. The Soul Train line. Are you kidding?
So all three of y'all going to be together there.
We're all going to be there.
Rolando's here. Rotate. Yeah. Easy Bill is here. Ricky Mosley is here.
Right.
The King Cake Band live on YouTube from 6 to 7. What a night for the R&B Jukebox.
It's a big night. It really is a big night. I just want to thank everybody who's been part of getting this ready. You know, Tina and Mike here have been incredible in helping the project along. Mm-hmm. And all the other so many creative people here, Nikki, a whole bunch of people that have helped make this possible. So I'm really looking forward to it. This is going to be a blast. We're going to have a good time.
All right, so we got YouTube. Of course, we've got Jazz 89,
right.
Jubal Jazz.
Right.
You can hear it. So what about any listener members, you know, Johnny Come Latelys? Who want to show up? Is it already closed or what?
I don't know. We'd have to contact Tina and
Sarah
team.
Will know at the front desk.
Yeah, Sarah knows everything at the front desk.
Okay.
No, it is
be
people
nice.
that became members or donated during the jukebox over the last year, right?
Because I know people are out there thinking, well, how do I get the
right? Yeah. So it's, you'll be able
it's
to at
late.
Least still listen to it on the jukebox tomorrow night, 6 to 8.
Yeah. Roll up that rug.
That's it, man. That's it.
Yeah. Invite some friends over to your house.
There you go. There you go. I like that.
And do it, you know.
Just have your own party. Open up the windows and let it out.
There you go. Well, Rolando, anything else you want to add?
No, man. Just thank you again for the time. It's always great to see you guys early in the morning and to be able to let everybody know about the excitement that we have around the jukebox.
So on the Sock Hop,
when
you guys are spinning records, anything?
It's funny you said that because Ricky and I have been talking about how we're going to do this. And I said, you know, you got to bring your best club DJ rap. It's not like we're going to sit here and give you the history of the song,
right.
And, you know, the date and the label. No. Yeah. This is a club scene show.
I
right?
see.
Yeah. We're going to keep it going, keep the party going, maybe a couple of words between songs.
Yeah.
You know, when the band is on, we want the crowd to applaud for the band after each song. You know, it's a dance. It really is a dance.
Well, I have a suggestion.
Tell me.
Okay. You got the music, right?
Yeah.
And you've got three hosts, all three of you.
Yeah.
All right. Between now and tomorrow, you all have to find yourselves a nickname. So,
well, Easy
been way ahead of you guys.
No, and so does Ricky Mosley. Ricky Mosley's name was Sugar Cane for a long time.
Sugar Cane,
Sugar Cane Mosley.
Oh man!
And then Jeff Anderson named me Jukebox Daddy.
So
there you go, man.
Well,
got it.
Okay, so so Jukebox Daddy, Easy Bill, and Sugar Cane
Mosley.
Okay, cool.
It's there, man.
There you go, man. It's all about personality. Personality and jump
bring
blues,
it,
man.
Bring it.
All right. So thank you, Rolando.
Hey, thank you guys.
We're
going to
get people in the mood a little bit here and play a little Motown.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This will get you in the mood.
This is Martha Reeves and the Vandellas on Kubo Jazz.